So yesterday we left off by noting that there are really three levels. Yes, there's the most universal level, which is that there are instances, as we saw, the Machlokas Gemara, Machlokas Apaskim, Raman, Sefer Truma, etc. Then there are, at least according to Ram Chaim, there are two other levels. There's Bien Mulchem, which for him is not Kedusha Aretz in general, but Kedusha Aretz for the purpose of certain mitzvot, and that's why he is a bit more inclusive. Right, and has implications, even though the Gemara is only for Challah, which is how some folks understand it, but the Rambam thinks that Truma, Challah, Shemitah, Yovel go together, which implies to the Rambam that it's about, for a claim, that it's about a certain level of sanctity in the land itself, right? And therefore, but I'm bringing specifically about, yes, right, about the sanctification at the beginning, right, via Tulsa, right? Then, but he thinks that in this level, when there is no Bia Kulchem, we model it in Zisharet, and we say that even if the land is not sanctified by Bia Kulchem, Zisharetah, there isn't. Kedusha Adar Rabbanan, we treat it as if there is. But then, there is a very local halacha, which is in Rishad, which tells us that it's fully kadosh, but there's a technicality that you need to check off, right?
Do we have more? Is there a halacha that we need it?
So we'll do what we can.
We probably have
a microphone. Probably somewhere. Okay. Right, and that's what we call Kol Yisrael, right? Okay. Fine. So
we just repeat.
Okay? That is where we left off yesterday, the Chaim's particular understanding of this. However, as we noted, the Ibn Hazel disagrees with Chaim's understanding. Right? So we left off yesterday with his Hava Amina, right? What was his first position? His Hava Amina was what?
But
I'm sorry. I realized what that was. That was Bate Arikoma. Ellie, that was Bate Arikoma.
Oh.
A very odd. Yeah, the father at home. Lupita Katada, he got me over the little bit Kulchem, right? So he said, right, first he challenges this. Vinir the Efter Lomer the Chevan Dalgach was at a Rambam the Manushmitin who did me the Rabbanan, King Zed Admor, Ella the Parach Miyoblos Mogman the Rabbanan, and so I've long been the Shem Chisaran being Kulchem, the Chisaran, the Kedusha Eretz Israel. But Zegnik, the Chazal, you know again, commercial Chasar Kedusha Eretz Israel. Right, and he said, right, that maybe what you would suggest is that the reason, right, so first Ibn Hazel says, well, I don't understand Reb Chaim, because the Kulchem is mentioned in one Gemara, Kol Yisrael is mentioned in another Gemara, right, so how could you say that anyway, isn't there equal, right, and this was, right, this was the Ibn Hazel talking about, was came back with this, right, but that Kedusha, then in this, even when it's lacking, we instituted the Rabbanan. The Kol Yisrael Allah, which is just a local, when it doesn't exist, we don't apply it at all at any level, right? And you're left with nothing. And that's why, at the end of the day, they're related, but they end up in different places, right? That was the Ibn Hazel's Hava Amina.
Right, and this would lead you to a position like, as we said, the Raizen, the Ramah, and to be fair, the Rambam, according to,
okay, wait, we're not going to be, sorry.
But if you want, if you go on, if you, there's a very excellent paper, and Renovich wrote a paper on the Rambam called the Pshuta. Okay? The Pshuta. And if you look at the Hakdama to the Yovel, right, you go to this analysis, and he ends up asking that the Renovich are raised from the Renovich.
Not from, when he was in America, Canada, and England, he went by Rabinowitz, eventually he became Rabinovich.
Right, okay. Right, he was rabbi in different places. He was rabbi at Clapham Park for a few years, then in London,
and then Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, so that was the Hava Amina of the Ibn Hazel, but then he, right, takes it back. So if you look at the Ibn Hazel, this is what we were up to yesterday in Dallas. Uv'einai achshav od b'hach inyana ra'iti d'ver Rambam adayim enam yushavim. Lefi derech, right? But it's still not clear. B'meh sh'soter atmo Bidvarav Bikan Balachalish of the Fanenu, because it seems to be a contradiction. Uperakalav Melechotrum, Melechotrum, Perakalav Melechotrum, Mitav Yovel. Why? Dikan Kata, Bulofika, Komakom Shek, Zikuba Ole Babel, Nizkadeh, Situshat Ezra Shnia, who Mikuda Shayo. Because first he says that any place that Ezra conquered is still holy. The Apal Pishanik Shenilkicha Aris Mimenu Bechaya Vishvir of a Maitro Daladekhche Bearno Vilgot Shmita Vilgot Shuma. And therefore it implies that it's Chayim Mitzvot even though the land is taken away from us. Uber Alga Chotuma Kadabatum Bismanaz Abdullah Shizul Gabel Akil Bimezra in the Minatora. And yet, elsewhere, right, in one place it sounds like he holds that since the Shudder is applied to one Maitre Daraita. But in Hilchot Truma, he says that even though there's Kedush Zaharet, Truma is not Chayim because it's lacking, right, via Kulchem. Elvi Dibrecham Shin Chashuma Shal Torah, Elvi Yisrael Bavad, Bizman Shekol Yisrael Hashem, Shinamar Ki Tavo via Kulchem, Shaya Birusha Rishon, Mo, Shena Tidin Lazor, Birusha Shlishi, Lo Kishaya Birusha Shnia, Shaya Kabe Mezer, Ezra, Shaya Bia Mixtatan, Ufi Chulchiva Otan Min HaTorah, right, because he said as much as Kedush Ezra is stronger, and the Kedush Zahar still exists, is lack. Via Kulchem, so it does sanctify the land, but it doesn't get you, via Kulchem, it doesn't get you Truma to Masro. The Chen Yeralishu was in the Masro, right? So again, the Gemara says about Kala, the Rambam assumes that Kala implies Truma, and then the Rambam says that Truma implies Masro, right? All of that, right? Which again, just that we are on the same page, what Maaser are there? Maaser. The first Maaser is? Okay, let's just make sure we understand everything. Kala, you give from what?
From dough.
From Issa, from dough. Right? So you only become chayev after?
Made.
After kneading. Right? Okay. How much do you give?
One-third.
Okay. Depending, 1/24 or 1/48.
Right.
And only if it's enough dough.
Right, which is about 43 eggs.
Jeez.
Okay.
Right, so, Truma, Midaraita, is how much? No, Midaraita, Chita, Achat, Oteret, Et.
Akrit,
the Mishnah says, single grain, Midaraita is enough for Truma to the Kohen, Midarabanan, Ayin Tova, if you are generous, then it's
1/44.
Right, 1/40.
Or 2.5%.
Right? If you're Benami, right?
50th.
And your Sinji is good. And this is the legion position to Hillel, which I'm slightly different. Fine. Masro. So every year you give Masarisha and it goes to? Levi. Nowadays, which is obviously what you meant, since Takan and Ezra. Right, the Gzera against the Levim because they didn't come back in the time of Ezra. So then it can go either only to Kohen or also to Kohen. Okay? But means all right to go to Levim, and that's every year. Then what do you have? Maaser Sheni. What's Maaser Sheni?
We
eat in Yerushalayim. Very good. What years?
The 3 and 6.
1, 2, 5, and 6. And then you have Ani, which is 4 obviously in years, 3, sorry. 1, 2, 4, and 5, and Ani is years 3 and 6. Right?
Yeah.
Right? 1, 2, 4, 5, that's the fine. So he says, Ufid Varava Lokuman, the fire should be at Kulchem who didn't be Karkush of Ezra. We used yesterday also, and it doesn't work anyway. So, none of them work.
Do we have more?
No, we have.
Can you grab me a? No. Oh, the Sharpie. The Sharpie was here. Where did that Sharpie go?
It was here yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know where it was.
There was a Sharpie. It was here.
Maybe it's randomly within the forest. Oh, yeah. Okay.
There was a forest. There you go.
Excellent.
Is the Sharpie? Can you?
Does it work on the board or not?
That's not a Sharpie.
Oh, that's not a Sharpie.
What?
You have the working marker?
It's Conan on fire. Let me see later.
I was thinking the yellow.
Fine. So then he says, right, in the Rambam, kind of Chayav is treated by Adon Al Dersh Baran Abil Chotshum, but the Mukhdeish of Rasha Chotzer Tanayim Bechid. Right, so they don't understand.
Okay, second thought we found
a show. Oh, look at that. Amazing. Thank you. Right, so he says, in one place, the Rambam implies that what? The reason you're Chayav, you're Chotzer from Shuman and Meister and Shvi, right, he says, I don't like it. At the end of the day, the Rambam implies, in one place, the reason you're Chotzer from Shvi is because it's lacking the kedusha that comes from Bia Kulchem, right?
Yeah.
Which is, but in terms of Shemitah, it implies like that it's just because there's a Tanan, right? Right. The difference between a lack of fundamental kedusha and a lack of a technicality, right? So he says, "Ot kach al dvarav." Behilchot Shumat Tamash and Katav the very good Al Mechot Shmita the Yovel the Katav the Zelishona. Okay, when Shabbat La Ezra be a Shmian Katu call him a Mukapot Choma ba Otai. We may be a Tan be Ezra Shehi be a Shniak be a Tan be Yeshua be Tan be Yeshua be May Yeshua Manu Shmita the Yovel. We catch you Batrei Choma and Chayv Meiser Av Me Ezra Manu Shmita the Yovel. We catch you Batrei Choma and Nitzchu be Meiser. Achin Latzid Lavo be a Shlishit. Nun Yudah Aretz Yachilu Lomnar Shmita the Yovel. Chayv Komasam Shabshu be Maasro etc. Mavur led to the Rambam, Yisra Ezra, and his Chayro B'Maisar. He says, if you get another place, the Rambam makes it very clear that at least during the time of Ezra, they were Maya in Maaser, which means that they didn't last the actual thing. Right? So he's like, the Rambam is a mess. So what's his conclusion? The Lachem Yiran is a Rambam. The Din Bia Kulchem Eno Din Bishusha Ezra. The Chayvan the Loya Biyakovam Lo Nitzkach Haaretz. Ela Kedusha Haaretz Nitzkach Avishvayim Mutav Kedusha Ezra. Gam Lim Chivat Truma Ma'aser V'Din Biyakovam Urak Tenai V'Chiyuk Truma De Ma'aser.
So here he argues in Rambam, and he says,
here's the problem.
Rambam thinks that there's Kedusha Haaretz type A, right, which is holiness of the land, and then there's Biyakovam. Which for the Rambam, for Chayim, what is it? It's Kedusha Ha'aret L'inyan Mitzvot. Right?
Yeah.
So for Chayim, what's the Nafka mean of that? The fact that it has some level of Kedusha Ha'aret, that it connects, right? Truma, Maaser, Shemitah, and Yovel, because as we saw with, like, the Sefer Trumo thinks that it's about Kedusha artists in general, once you think the lack is in the Kedusha itself, it's going to have a very wide, right, very wide net of implications, right? He argues that this is wrong, that we assume that Bia Kulchem is about a level of Kedusha, and Kol Yoshveha is a Tanakh, right? Yes? He argues, but this is on Matt Meltzer, says no.
Bia Kulchem is also a Tanakh. Bia Kulchem is also a Tanakh. Right? It's just a Tanakh.
This is just wrong. There is
Kedusha Haaretz. Bia Kulchem is a Tanakh. So one thing, look what he says. So he says, the din be'ez of humrak tanai v'chiyuv truma d'masro. The nafka mina d'afil, right? And it's a nafka mina full, and it's only for? Right, truma d'masro. The nafka mina d'afil o yavo achar z'man v'ya b'ekul v'min t'ay 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 Chaim says, what's the nafka mina between whether Bia Kulchem is Kedusha Haaretz or Tanai? Can you get it post facto or only B'shach Kedusha? Right? If you think about sanctifying the land, then when do you need Bia Kulchem? at the beginning, right?
Right, at the start, because it's part of the kiddush, right? Part of the sanctifying of the land. He says, no, it's a Tanai, and therefore, it can come later.
Okay? So now he says, Dahayu harbe mizrav bubavu v'ein akavan adav, kol man v'yatan shal yisrav v'me ezra, el kol biyat yisrav v'me zushu ezra v'ayla. V'zeh mashkada v'ramam kan v'chayv v'shidu maestrot ala derach v'ran v'chot shumma. V'hainu shum yidin t'dush v'arach chayv v'shidu maestrot. He says, now I can explain the contradictions. Why? Because every time the Rambam says that you're chayav v'shumma and maestrot and shiit v'zmanazah, what does he mean? Exactly. In principle, you're chayav. Right, you understand the difference? Right, what he says is, listen, if you think that it's via kulchem is back to dusha aret, then when the Rambam says you're pasur from tumor to meiser, he means by definition. But he says, no. What the Rambam means is, there is dusha aret. And therefore, in principle, you're chayav from tumor to meiser. But there's a tanakh called Biyat Kulchem. Biyat Kulchem isn't about the sanctity, it's a Tanai in Shemun HaMaestro. And therefore, every time the Rambam says that this man is a Yerchayev in Shemun HaMaestro, means Araita, what does it mean? Yerchayev?
Means potential.
If the Tanai happens to be met. No, so not for him. Right? For a client, Biyat Kulchem is it Din in conquering the land. Right? And therefore, it has to happen in the beginning. And therefore, right? If you have Biyat Kulchem from the beginning, you're Chayef. And if you don't have it at the beginning, you can't become Chayef later. David Ezel says, no, it's not true. Biyat Kulchem is just a Tanai. And therefore it can come later. And therefore every time the Rambam says that you're Chayef is from a Maestro Bizmanazah, what he means is your Chayef is potential because there's Kiddush Aret. Because, right? Kiddush Shniyah, Kiddush Shniyah, Kiddush Shniyah, Kiddush Shniyah, right? So then he says, what is it? He says, "Ve'ena kavana." Look back. Dafka alzman biyatan shel Yisrael bimei Ezra. It doesn't mean against our idea from Rav Chaim that it's about when they come in. It's not lav dafka bia, right? That when they enter, el alzol biyat Yisrael miku v'deshet Ezra v'vidushan Ezra elach. It's whenever people are there. And therefore he says, when they say that we counted Shemitah v'Yovel, right, what he means, again, is that in potential we could count Shemitah v'Yovel, if you check off the box. Ulufizeh, just 1 second, Mashikadav haramba milo Shemitah v'Yovel, shatid lavo b'viyat shlishit yabchil umno Shemitah v'Yovelot. So he says, why does he say in Shemitah v'Yovel that only in the time of Mashiach will we count Yovel again? Right? He says it's not that we're going to need new kedusha. Right? In hachavana shiyeh tzarech kedusha mechadash. Shavimet tzavar the kedusha ezra kichala atid lavo. El is a chaser v'yad kulchem. Right? So fundamentally, what does he end up concluding? Right. And according to him, v'yad kulchem in the end of his matzana is, it's basically the same as Hoyzbella. Right? Yeah, that's essentially what a conclusion ends up being. Right? Therefore, very good. Right? So what do we have? Right? So according to what we have here is, right, you have three halachas. Right? You have Biyat Kulchem, you have Kiddush HaAretz, and you have Hoyzbella. Right? So, according to Rav Chaim, right, this is a din Kiddush HaAretz. Let's call it B, right, Sukhbet, right, 1 second, and therefore it carries over to Truma, Maitra, Mita, Yovel, right, and then he says another Nafkamina is only at the beginning, right, yeah, Shat Kiddush, right, and not later, right, right, it has to happen in Shat Kiddush. The Eben Azel says, it's a Tanai, and therefore, it can come
later. L'mayinach,
I mean, that's, therefore he says, when, according to Rambam, whenever the Rambam says you're putter, he means you're fundamentally putter, right? According to the Ibn Ezra, what does he mean? You're chayiv in principle, right? In practice, maybe not. Now, according to Rambam, be at full fence is a tanaim kedushar, it can come later.
But Talmud Chazal le'ha is
a tanai and can come later. So if the land was sanctified with everybody and then they left, right, the land would be kadosh, but you wouldn't be chayiv in shemitah, right? But if you brought the people back, you could be chayiv in shemitah. But according to the Ibn Ezra, you're chayiv in principle nowadays in Trumot and Miser and Shemitah. Right? And the actual converted color of Yola is essentially Limaskana, the same thing. Right? 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 That's essentially, they're basically the same thing. They're both Tanai. Right now, maybe this one, and it seems like more likely the brand sounds like this is a Tanai for Trumot and Miser, and this is they're very similar rules. Presumably, right? That these would be right. I mean, it sounds like these are basically the same rule, same type of rule, right? But in both cases, he thinks they can come later on, right? Right. So the Maskana, what do you get? According to Reb Chaim, nowadays there is kedusha aret. There is not kedusha aret for inyan mitzvot, right? And this would require a new kiddush in the time of Mashiach. Plus the presence of everyone, which is a tanah. According to, right, they have an azel, there is full kiddush la'aret, and we have both from kol yishlam are both tanaim and can come later. L'may nafkamina, right? So l'may nafkamina, it would sound like, according to Reb Chaim, let's say all of Kol Yisrael would move into Israel right now and settle on their land, right, but without a new conquest. So according to Reb Chaim, it might still be derabbanan. Right? But according to Ibn Ezra, it would be
But as long as, according to Ibn Ezra, one of them, then it's not.
Correct. Right? Okay. Fine.
Okay, so according to the Rambam, when does the Shabbat just start? Like, when will that actually start?
Presumably, there has to be some sort of moment. Okay. So, yeah, no, Enachanami. Okay, should we take it from the top? Right, so again, so coming back, right, to keep us oriented. In order for Kedusha, in order for Shemitah Bizman is going to be done right, the first question is Kedusha Aretz in general, which we saw as a machlok in Gemara, Rashi, Sefer HaTrumah, Paskin. No kedusha aret, and therefore no truma, no miser, no shviyah, no truma, no nothing, right? Fine. The Rambam Baskin, there is kedusha aret. Good. Second question, be a kolchem. Okay, and then we talked about the question, just to review and share quality, which was, why isn't the Rambam Baskin? Right, the Rambam says yes, right, and this comes down to kiddush versus chazaka. All that lumps, right? Is it Chazakah is more powerful? Is it coming from Yerushalayim according to the Rav? Is it simply that the second one, like Reb Chaim, right? The Yerushalayim, blah, blah, blah. Be at full set. Reb Chaim says, right? So first of all, be at full set in the Gemara is only about Chal. The Rambam extends it to, right? Shumaru Maestro, right? The Gemara seems to explicitly say that it's Chala and not Truma, but the Rambam extends it anyway. Okay? How do you understand it? So the Reb Chaim says, right, it's about Kedusha Aretz level B for Mitzvot, and it includes Truma, Maaser, Shemitah, V'Yovel. Right? Yes? And therefore it can only happen at the Shat Kiddush, right? As opposed to what he says, Kol Yisrael Le'ha, which is a Tanai, right? And therefore it could happen later, right? So therefore, now what's the Nafkamina? We should clarify, what's the difference, Kobe? Right? The Atulchem presumably is just a number game, right? So let's say you had all the Kol Yisrael, but they don't fit in the right Shevet, so then you would have, if you had Kulchan, but you wouldn't have Kol Yisrael left. Right? Right? Correct, right? I mean, if everyone was there, but they lived in the wrong cities, right? Right? So you had, let's say, you had, okay, let's pretend, who here, anyone here descended from Rashi? Because then you know you're from Yehuda. Fine. Okay, so let's say we had, fine, Josh, you want to be from Yehuda?
Sure.
Fine, Yehuda, so Josh is from Yehuda, but Josh decides that he is a cosmopolitan and he wants to make Aliyah, but he wants to make Aliyah to Tel Aviv. Right, now that's a problem. Why? Because Tel Aviv is owned by what, Shevet? Okay, do you know what that area of Israel is called?
Tel Aviv is an area called Gush
Dan. Let's give you a hint. Gush is a block. Dan, owned by Dan. Fine?
Hold this entire thing for 1 second.
1 second. Fine? So the Chaim says that's the difference. Right? If you had Fulcrum, it's presumably a numbers game. Kol Yisrael, which is a tonight, right? So therefore, according to him, if all Kol Yisrael came, or let's say, make it very simple, if all Kol Yisrael came and conquered Israel, according to Reb Chaim, you would be chayiv in potential for Truman and Maestro, but you wouldn't be chayiv in Shemitah of Yovel until they sorted themselves out with the right Shevet. Right? Yes? Okay. Reb Isser Zalman Meltzer, on the other hand, rejects Reb Chaim, right? And what does he say? Right? He says, no. Both of these are tna'im, right? Kol Yisrael b'yad kulchan, and fundamentally they seem to be the same thing. Maybe one is a Shulman Meisner and one is Shemitah Yovel, but fundamentally they seem like the same rule. And therefore, according to him, there's no lack of kedushah. Okay? Now, so, right? So now, if we move to the tna'im of Kol Yisrael, right? So nowadays, we wouldn't have Kol Yisrael, right? Now, so far we have basically finished with here, right? We've done the Kedusha Ha'aretz question, we've done the Kol Yisrael, but now let's focus on Kol Yisrael. So we've seen that according to Reb Chaim, it's a Tanai, but what exactly is the Tanai? Correct. So now let's move to Kol Yisrael itself. Fine? So we're up to Kol Yisrael. So now, the assumption of Kol Yisrael applying to Shemitah depends on what? Josh, which Josh didn't like. Which was? The Kol Yisrael definitely applied by Yovel, right? And the assumption of like the Rambam and the like is that it applies to Shemitah also. Where does he get that idea? Because the Gemara in Erechin, right? The Gemara in Erechin says that that's true. Correct? Right? That Shemitah depends on Yovel. Right? One second. And we did the Gemara. Of Kol Yisrael, we did this halacha, right? Right? Of Kol Yisrael, huh? Right? And therefore, right, we said, Yishagalu Shevet Ruvain, Meshevet Gad, Vachati Shevet Menashe, Batlu Yoplos, Shenem Arfratim Jor Ba'aretz V'chol Yoshveha. Right? Now, however, in Gemara in Gittin, but now we have to go to the Gemara in Gittin, and I have to ask you the question, which is, okay, sorry. The Gemara in Erechin tells us, take it back, okay? We're here within this tonight. Okay? Now, the Gemara in Erechin tells us, that this is a halacha in Yovel, right? So once the 2.5 Kohanim left, there was no Yovel. But for our halacha, we need to go one step farther, which is to say, is it a rule not just in Yovel, but in Shemitah? Until now, we've been assuming that it is. Who holds that it is? Yes, so where does the Rambam get that idea? From Rebbe. From Rebbe, right? Remember the Gemara in Gittin? Rebbe says that nowadays, right, whose rule works because Shmita is derabanan because Shmita karvachas mina karvachas ksafim. Bizman shatam mishamet karvachas mishamet ksafim. Sheiya shatam mishamet karvachas mishamet ksafim. Right? It sounds like. Right? Well,
we don't know that.
Okay? Where did he get from? From the fact that Rebbe says the Shmita doesn't apply nowadays because Shmita Ksafim depends on Shmita Karka, Shmita the Karka doesn't apply. Now Rebbe doesn't say explicitly why Shmita Karka doesn't apply, but how does the Rambam clearly read this? Yeah? Yeah. The Shmita Karka, right, this is how the Rambam clearly reads the Gemara, is that Shmita Karka is connected to Yovel, because they're similar, and then Shmita Ksafim is linked to Shmita Karka. Right? And therefore, you think so your style as in Yoga, which leads to Shmita Karka, which leads to Shmita Ksafim. And that's why the Rambam would think that it doesn't apply. Correct? Right? Right? What? Now, all of this assumes, as we've seen many times in Barn Gittin, right, this depends on Rebbe assuming that Shmita is Derabbanan, and it's possibly like Rebbe and possibly thinking that it comes from the Sugya of Kodesh Ve'alef. Right? Though as we saw, not everyone agrees, right? And some Rishonim think that what? Okay. Now, right, now let's bring it all together. Okay? We're almost there. We're almost there. Okay? If we want Shmita to be all right. Good. First question, again. Kedusha Ha'aretz, right? In the Machlokas, the Gemara, but the Halacha, let's take the Sefer HaTrumah says, no. Rambam says,
yes.
Yes. B.F. Ulten, Kedusha Ha'aretz, this is Graf, right? Rabbi says, no. According to Revisor Zalman, it's a tenai. So either way, does it apply nowadays? Right? No, because according to him, it's equivalent to Kodesh Ve'alef. Now, how do we get to Kodesh Ve'alef? So in the Gemara at the beginning, Yovel, which might be linked to Shmita Karka, which might then be linked to Ksafim. And the reason to say all of this is to possibly, like Rebbe, that this is the only reason that Kruz Bowl works. Again, this is against the Sefer HaTrumah who thinks that why does Kruz Bowl work? Because there's no Kedushin Aretz, which means it doesn't apply at all. Right? Or, right, you would say this doesn't apply because of a local halacha of Bia Kulchem, which tells you Yovel, which tells you Shmita Karka, which tells you Shmita Ksafim. Right? And this is the Rambam. Seemingly. Yes? Okay. So now let's just run through the Shita. Okay, so as we said, on the Kedusha Aretz question, Sefer HaTrumah and others apply, assume there's no Kedusha Aretz, okay? The Smad, Paskin, Halacha, Kis, Rebbe, okay? Smad says Halacha is like Rebbe, right? Based on what? Koyos Ve'alel, right? So the Smag says, why is Shmita not all right because of Manazah? Not because of the Sharet, not because of the Gopalan, because of the Tanai of Koyos Ve'alel, and since we talk and there is a crucible, that's because we think Shmita Ksafim is linked to Shmita Karka, which links to Yovel, and there's no Koyos Ve'alel. That's how the Smag understands Rebbe and Paskin. Right? Right? And this is, for example, the Smag. Okay? Right? The Rajba says, if you look here on page Chet, Rajba is Tshuva, Khan, right, Sha'alta, Khan, when the Shmita Ksafim Nogib is Manazah Daraita. Right, you don't hold the Shmita nowadays of Ketav is Daraita. Why? So he says, because we pass in that you don't write a cruzbo unless it's your abona. Rev Yomer Shmei Shmitin, Shmita the Yovel. Does Manta Yovel know it? Shmita know it. Midibre Torah. Upasku al Yovlo. Shmita no hege midibre em. Lamadu od Mikan da after Manta Yovel. No way. No way. So Shmita no hege midibre em. So we said fundamentally agree with all of this, except We agree that it does apply to me.
They're
up on it. Right? Come on.
They're up on it.
The Rajva. Right?
Wait a second.
Right? Go ahead. Right? Talk to me. All right?
I think it's going along this path because as long as you don't have one of the slime, it can't be.
Right, so he says, but Midah Rabbanan, you are chayav, but Midah right, so you're not. Okay. No. That we'll see who holds that in a minute. The Smag assumes, Chayav Midah Rabbanan, the Rashi assumes. Midah, one second. Okay. The Ramban Paskin, there is Kedusha, right? But, right, okay, well, we can keep going through Rishonim, right? However, okay? Some people hold, so look at the bottom of page 10, okay? Look at the right head. Got it? The right head. Very easy to cut them around all in crucible. Got it? Got it? Page 9? Got it? He says, Yadat, you must over to know he got some other stuff. That was never let me to know he means it's Chassidus. Oker Abana and Bey Rav Asher, Rav Chia Bar Abba, the Nirale, the Hani Kulu, Midas Chassidus Ka'avdi. He says, what does he say? Midas Chassidus Ka'avdi. What does that mean? Right? It's not even Dirabanan. What's his reasoning? Da Kaiman Cherebi Didarish Divarash Mitashmos. Bahasha Aina Yovel Noeg Wob Arizal Kutlaris. Lomina Torah Lominarabanan. Sure Ain Yoshua Lao, the Ainsham Bajim token. They ain't over it. They said there's no Yovel, there's no Goyfel Leha, and therefore there's
nothing.
Right? That's it. Okay, if you look at the Meiri, he quotes the same position, right? And his last line, right? Sorry, look at the beginning. He ate no Timladach Lishan, who has got Timladach Lomar, but Israel Kadar Tikain. Right? He said they fundamentally agree, right? So he says, Ain't me the no Hagat on the base, don't forget that thing, no, blah, 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 blah. But he said, last line, Elishaladachino Avzum, he just has to do the Alma, no. As Koki said, like we have an Azel, right? That set it up, which is,
when you don't have the denying, you have
nothing, right? You have nothing. Now, the Rush quotes a minhag in his time that people would not even bother writing a prusbol, right? They would just collect money during Shemitah. And what's the justification for that minhag, ostensibly? They possibly write it, right? The Rush doesn't accept it. He thinks it's derabana, right? Right? But there was such a minhag. Okay? Good? Now, let's polish off the Rambam for a second, and then I'll tell you the Beis Halevi's huge finish in this. Okay? What does the Rambam hold? So, it's not entirely clear. Okay? It's not entirely clear. So turn to page Yud. Okay? Turn to page Yud. Look at the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says, we did raise Sofrim today, Shemitah Ksafim no heget bizman hazeh b'chol makom. No, sorry. Go back a lot. Ein Shemitah Ksafim no heget min hatorah b'shvid el bizman sheyobol no heget shiyisham Shemitah Karka. Shemitah Ksafim doesn't apply from the Torah unless the Yovel applies. Okay. Shari Yeshua Karka Lavai Love, Below Kesef, the Dabar Zek Kabbalah, the Amru Chalam is Manja, the Mishame Karka, the Mishame Kitafim, the Komakom, Bain Varis, Bain Bukhut Lores, the Wizman Shahindam Shmizka Karka, Ainat Amash Kitafim, the Shvira Fil Varis. When we divvy so friends, say Shmizak Kitafim, the Hagat is Manazet, the Komakom. The Alpha Bishin, the Yoel, no, a Kedishal Shah, after Shmizak Magic Kitafim. So the Rambam hold, for sure, what does the Rambam hold? The Shemitah Ksafim is Derabanan, right? However, there is something which is unclear, which is that I assumed until now that Yovel is connected to Shemitah's Karka, Shemitah's Karka is connected to Shemitah's Ksufim. And that's the majority view. However, the Ketzav Mishnah has a unique position, which is, look at the Ketzav Mishnah. Aval Shemitah's Karka is Manazen, Noheke Minatora. Right, what did he say?
You're wrong. Yovel isn't connected to Shemitah's Karka. What is Yovel connected to?
Shemitah's
Ksufim, and not Shemitah's Karka. And therefore, according to the Ketzav Mishnah,
Shemitah Karka is the Oraita for the Rambam, and Shemitah Ksufim, Derabanan. For some reason, Yovel is only linked, by Kder Nakatu, to Shemitah Ksufim. And therefore, according to the Ketzav Mishnah, the Rambam holds that Shemitah Karka is the Oraita. Yes, but he thinks it's only for Shemitah Ksufim. Yovel and Shemitah Ksufim nowadays is Derabanan. Shemitah's Karka is Doraita. Okay? That's the Ketzav Mishnah. However, there's Kuzaret, there's Via Kulchem, right? Or Via Kulchem is only in Din Truma, rather. Okay? However, the Rambam contradicts himself. Because in the Ketzav Mishnah, he says that according to the Rambam, Shemitah Karka is Doraita, and Shemitah Ksufim is Derabanan. However, in the Beis Yosei, he holds that everything is Derabanan, right? Because in the Beis Yosei, he assumes that what? That Yovel is connected to Shemitah Karka and Shemitah Ksufim, right? And therefore, both of them are Derabanan. In Avkat Rochel, he also says, in Avkat Rochel, he also says, Zira Banan. Okay? So then there's a bit of a machloket in the Achronim of how do you paskin, right? When there's a stira in Rabbi Yosef Karo, how do you paskin? Like the Beit Yosei or the Ketzav Mishnah. Okay, so what do we get lahalacha? So, right, let me just give it to you. So, the Az Nidbiru, Rabbi Yeshua Zilber paskin, that we paskin like you don't have it, I'm just telling you. I didn't want you to go through all of it. But Zilber says that the Ketzav Mishnah was written later, and therefore we pass the Mahalacha, like the Ketzav Mishnah, the Shemitah Karka, so right for the Rambam, and Shemitah Ksufim, the Rabbanan. Ravadi Yosef assumes that we always give precedence to Beit Yosef, and therefore how do we pass in? The Rabbanan. As I noted, however, Rabbi Minovich thinks the Rambam passes like the right, like the right. Okay? So, if we bring it down to modern, okay? Modern. Now, why is this going to be important? We'll get to it later in the year, but why is it such a big deal? Because a lot of the kulot that we have nowadays, like Hetzer Mechira, right? The selling of the land of Israel to get rid of the mitzvah depends on it being Derabanan, right? So what do you get? Okay, so again, lahalacha, what do we have? Right? Lahalacha, modern stuff. Okay? Shulchan Aruch says that, so according to Shulchan Aruch, Shemitah Ksufim is Derabanan. Shemitah Karka, according to Ketzav Mishnah, Doraita, according to the Beit Yosef, Derabanan. According to Rishua Zilber, we pass them like a more machmir, and therefore nowadays, Karka is Doraita, so working the land is Doraita, Ksufim is Derabanan. Okay? Shulchan Aruch, right? Shemitah Ksufim is Derabanan. He doesn't say what he holds about Shemitah Karka, which depends on, right? But assuming he says the same as Beit Yosef, presumably Shemitah Karka is also Derabanan. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim De'ein Shemitah Noagim Bizman Hazeh, V'nirash Aleim Samchu Min Yonu Elu She Noagim Din Shemitah Klal Bizman Hazeh. Quoting like the Rush, he says, the Minah of the Ashkenaz, in the time of the Ramah, was that they didn't keep Shemitah, Kihuza, at all. Following? The Midas Chasidus. Right? The Chazon Ish, Paskins, that it is. Dirabana. V'nireh shel inyan shviyat bizman hazeh, yish nismoch shehu mi dirabana. Rav Kook thinks mikaron that it is dirabanan, but as much as possible we should be choshesh that it's d'oraita, as much as possible. Okay, but Rav post kibizman as they assume that it is dirabanan. Some are choshesh d'oraita, and some, like Rav Rabinovich, assume that no, the real position is like the right that it's midat chasidut. Okay? This is almost all the shita. Right? Almost all of them. Okay?
So most people say even without the Shabbat.
Correct. Okay? So let's go through the summary. Okay? From the top now. Start from the top. Okay? I will note, I saved you a little bit. There is a little bit of a contradiction between the Sifra and the Yerushalmi, and this is complicated. I sort of left it out. First question is Kedushat HaAretz. Okay, we saw Rav Shita think that Kedushat HaAretz does apply to Bizman HaZeh, even though some might say for something it doesn't, so this question doesn't get off the ground. Right? The Yashkolchim, according to Rav Chaim, lacking Kedushat HaAretz, right? So not Chaim. Right, we had Kulchum according to Rizur Zalman, it's a Tanai, so if all of Israel would move in, right, it's the same as Kol Yoshevei Aleha, you would be Chayv, but right now we don't have it. Right? According to Rav Shita, Kol Yoshevei Aleha applies to Yovel, which applies to Shemitah Karka, which applies to Shemitah Ksafen, right, and therefore if you pass and Yovel doesn't apply, the Shemitah doesn't apply either Doraita, either Derabanan or Mida Chasidut. In one place, the Kesef Mishnah distinguishes and says, no, it's a Zerikasa, which links Yobel to Shemitah Ksafen, which means the Karka is actually Min HaShara. Right? So, Lehalacha. Does anyone hold this Daraita? Rav Kook says, you should be Choshesh. If you can, but really, it's probably Midir Abban. Rav Yeshua Zilber Paskin, we Paskin like the Kesef Mishnah, which means that Karka is Daraita. Rav both can assume, Dir Abban, like the Beit Yosef. Right, or Bavadja. Some Paskin like the Ravid, right, which is the position of the Ramah, right, in modern times of Rabinovich Paskins this way, and the like. And a lot of this, remember, came down to many Sugyot where it was clear there was a Machloket about whether Shemitah was Daraita or Rabbanan, but it wasn't clear whether the Machloket was on this level, right, whether it's Kedushat HaAretz, Tfiyat Kulchem, right, Kol Yoshevei Aleha, right, that was the Gemara in Gittin, that was the Gemara in Yerushalmi in the 10th Perek, right, where you had Kushito, is it about the universal rule, is it about the local rule, right, both of them assuming Prism only works with Rabbanan. As we saw in Gemara in Gittin, right, it's possible to read Rebbe, who holds that Prism works, that Prism works because of Hefker, Bes, and Hefker, that Prism works even if it's Doraita, which would support the position of, let's say, the Kesef Mishnah, right? However, again, the majority of you assume that we don't Paskin that way, right? Right? Sorry, it was Rava, right? Most people don't Paskin that way. Who were the only possible people who felt like that Rava, when he said that Kruzbol is based on Hefker Bezdin, thinks that Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is Doraita and nevertheless Kruzbol works? So that was, again, that was Rashi, right, and Nidr. Okay, that was a minority view. Okay? Yeah. Right. Rashi seems to think Shemitah is Doraita because first of all, he thinks... you're right. Meaning, well, Rashi has contradictions. But in some places, he possibly doesn't produce the Aret. Right? Correct? But he might think that Rava is arguing that even without Shemitah Daraita, even when Shemitah Daraita, so, right, I mean, Rashi is like Paskin, he's interpreting Gemara, but we would open the possibility of someone Paskining that Rava is saying Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is Daraita. Okay? There's two things really left that are major, important things, halakha, okay? Two things. Okay, one of them went through quickly, and you'll tell me whether you want me to summarize it or do the other one inside. The Beis HaLevi has a huge chiddush, and he basically throws all of this in the garbage. Okay? I know, this is terrible. And he says, wait a second. According to all of this, in the time of Ezra, according to Rosh Kito, in the time of Ezra, when only minority of Kal Yisrael came into the land, so was Shemitah Daraita?
No.
But did they keep it in the time of Ezra?
Yes.
Yes. The Beis HaLevi concludes from this something quite radical, which is, that it's true that the Israeli Institute doesn't apply. Yes, he goes in the opposite direction, and it's quite surprising, right? And he says, according to the Beis HaLevi, I think I gave you the Beis HaLevi. So he says that in the time of Ezra, what happened? Yeah, I give it to you here on page 10, page 9, right? So he says, Hinei v'ta'amam zel mekilin, the people who are mekil about Hezer Mechira, what do they hold? The Zobrim Shumi Drabbanan, Matinu Mo Gamke Machloket, Vishnei Shurim Mechulakim Tefer Atruma, Kazan Shumi Drabbanan, you can be arguing Shnei Ezer Lokitcha, right? He says, some people say, so there's no Kedusha, like the Tefer Atruma, right? But then he says, look on the left-hand column. You got it? She says, call open. They kind of want to call it Yisroim, Dibmei, Dirabban, and Lahakel, Bechei, Gavna, Nuka, Lahakel, Gam, Bishmita. Right? The reason that everyone seems to be working towards saying it's Dirabban is that we can be lenient. Avalam Nomar, Dikidushin, Eshiyah, Lo, Batla, Berak, Mishim, Den, Yovel, Arif, Gam, Bishmana, Bayit, Lo, Yovel, Inchin, Chiyuvo, Atam, Bishmana, Zem, Mikoko, Shal, Takana, Shetiknu, Ole Golaz Mime Ezra. He says, but if it's true that in the time of Ezra there wasn't Kol Yoshvei Aleha, then why did Ezra keep it? Because he accepted it. Aha. So maybe that gives Shemitah a unique status in front of that. It's not Daraita, it's not Darabon, it's not Mitzvah Chassidut. What is it? It's Takana Ezra. As we make Ezra, he blew Alehem Lishmar Shemitah, Apagav Danyovel, in Cain, Lo Nikra Shemitah Derabanan, who did break Kabbalah. And that will give it a new status. And what is that? Divrei Kabbalah. It's Takanan Ezra, Rebabu Pasuk Mithorash. It's a higher status because it emerges from an acceptance in the time of Ezra, which is a Pasuk in Nechemiah. And according to him, it's not Derabanan, it is Divrei Kabbalah. And if it's Divrei Kabbalah, Sapek Divrei Kabbalah Le Chumra. And therefore the Beis HaLevi throws all of this out and says, it's true that Kol Yisrael said it's not Ma'ariv Daraita, but the fact that Ezra kept it anyway, it tells you that it's Divrei Kabbalah, which is Ka'in Daraita. Exactly. Right? Now, I will very tell you, now according to this, therefore the Beis HaLevi is very machmir on Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. Rav Kook worked very hard to reject him for five reasons. You want five reasons? You want me to make you read them aside? You want me to give them, should I give them to you right now? All right, I'll give them to you right now. See, first of all, the Gemara never says it. It says, they're Rabbanan at best. Right? That's a pretty good reason, right? Two, why? Right? He says, why? Why would Ezra do that? Right? He says, like, I don't understand why. Right? Even if you think in the time of Ezra he did that, why would he make a takana forever? Third, he said, let's say he accepted it as a shvua. A normal shvua is binding only for that generation. Right? Four, Even if Ezra meant to bind future generations, maybe he only bound people in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right? And therefore it wouldn't apply nowadays. And he says, fine, even if he had it, it's not a shvua about Shemitah per se. It's a general chiyuv to accept the mitzvah, right, of which one of them was Shemitah, and therefore it wouldn't have the status of a localized shvua, which would make a different kabbalah. Okay? So those are Cook's five projections of the Beis HaLevi. Okay? So the halacha you have, again, Rav Kook, who thinks Shemitah b'zman hazeh is, we should be choshesh d'arayt to make our dentist d'rabbanan, and when necessary, we can bring the shita d'arayt if you need to. Rav Rabinovich paskins it's Shemitah chasidim. Beis HaLevi paskins it's Divrei Kabbalah, right? The Rav Yehoshua Zilber paskins it's Shemitah Mishnah Zoet d'arayt. The reason to say it's not d'arayt, again, we said, no kedushas d'aret, no biyad kulten, or no tenayah kol yishvei aleha, assuming kol yishvei aleha goes from Yovel to Shemitah karka to Shemitah k'dach, right? Rather than from Yovel straight to Shemitah k'dach, which is the Gaza Mishnah. Right? And the Beis HaLevi, the outlier here, who paskins, that is, Divrei Kabbalah. Okay? Again, huge naftamina here is whether we're allowed to make yel for things like Hetzer Mechira. The last sugya that we wanted to do here, and the question is, do you want me to give you a 1-minute summary, or since you guys seem to be very interested in, we can do it as a little bit of a standalone tomorrow. I think at this point you guys are a bit exhausted from this, right? So let's do it tomorrow if you guys are interested in. We have to do one more aside here, okay? Okay, but let me just set it up for you. The one more aside we need to do is that.
Within Kol Yishvei Aleha, so the Gemara says, why is there no Kol Yishvei Aleha? Because what happened?
What? Just 1 second, Ellie. Right? It was what?
It started lacking Kol Yishvei Aleha when? The 2.5 spot in.
Right? Right? So now, here's a big question that is in the Ramban and the Sun Sofer. Which is? If you need Kol Yishvei Aleha in order to be chayav in Yovel and possibly Shemitah, right? The substance between the karkas we talked about today, what's the problem? Not just nowadays are we chayav, what's the bigger question you have to ask? Can you ever be chayav? Right? Why? Because if you need Kol Yishvei Aleha, what are we missing? Ten shvatim.
No, there. First of all, I have some questions on that. First of all, there in Yerusha became that part.
No, but ten shvatim who left, or not even just the 2.5 shvatim. Ten shvatim, right? The Ramban's question is: wait a second, forget the 2.5 shvatim. What happened in the time of Assyria? We kicked out ten shvatim, and there's a machloket in the Gemara as to whether they're ever coming back. Right? If they're never coming back, then that means forever, what are we left with?
Two
shvatim. Right? But maybe that means there would never be a mitzvah shmita or anything ever again. So what the Ramban and the Chasam Sofer do is get into this question, which is... So what the Ramban raises, right, what the Ramban and the Chasam Sofer deal with is this question, which is, what exactly does this mean? So first of all, right, Kol Yishvei Aleha doesn't mean all, or does it mean a representative, right, sample, right? Right, a representative sample, meaning you need B'yat Mulchem, which is the numbers, but in terms of the Shvatim, what do you need? Some of each, right? So maybe it doesn't, right? Does it mean all? Does it mean row? Does it mean a representative sample, right? Furthermore, what they get into the question is, does the equation change if they're never coming back? Right? Meaning, is it that you need all possible people to come back, but if you poskin the descent for them never coming back, then you could accomplish Kol Yishvei Aleha without them because it's all possible, right? So the questions that they get into are all
rows represent, for example, all possible, right?
Right? So the last little thing here is this, and this comes down to poskening in Agadata in Sanhedrin, right? And what the implications. So what I gave you really is basic sources. The Machloket in Sanhedrin, the Ramban, the Sam Sofer, the Rambam, right? And I threw in a few Makarot that are relevant. And if you want, you'll understand that some of these Makarot are relevant to things like, do we believe that the Bnei Menashe, right, from India, are one of the lost tribes? Do we believe that the Ethiopians are lost tribes? Right, all that, right? A lot of it actually hangs on some of these sugya. Okay, so that's what we'll do tomorrow. That's a bit of a lighter sugya. I won't overwhelm you with Makarot. We'll do that in one day. Right, and then we'll move on to the next topic on, what's today, Monday? It's on Wednesday. Okay?
Thursday.